I suppose you'd like me to wear that silly mud pie forever, eh? I tell you, I won't. I'm sick of it. I'm pretty near sick of everything comes to that hat. He clutched it with quivering fingers. Hat, he repeated. Then he flung it to the ground and kicked it with extraordinary fury across the kitchen. It flew up against the door and dropped to the ground with its ribbon band half off. Shan't go out, he said, and sticking his hands into his jacket pockets, discovered the missing cap in the right one. There was nothing for it but to go straight upstairs without a word and out, slamming the shop door hard. Beauty, said Mrs. Polly at last to a tremendous silence, picking up and dusting the rejected headdress. Tantrums, she added. I haven't patience. And moving with the slow reluctance of a deeply offended woman, she began to pile together the simple apparatus of their recent meal for transportation to the scullery sink. The repast she had prepared for him did not seem to her to justify his ingratitude. There had been the cold pork from Sunday, and some nice cold potatoes, and Rashdell's mixed pickles, of which he was inordinately fond. He had eaten 3 gherkins, 2 onions, a small cauliflower head, and several capers, with every appearance of appetite, and indeed with avidity. And then there had been cold suet pudding to follow, with treacle, and then a nice bit of cheese. It was the pale, hard sort of cheese he liked. Red cheese, he declared.